WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocols. Today we're diving into something super powerful, building healthy relationships through active listening. Now, I know what you're thinking. Active listening? That sounds a bit, well, boring. Trust me, it's anything but. It's like unlocking a secret code to deeper connections, more understanding, and seriously, way less drama in your life. Think about it. Haven't we all been in conversations where we felt unheard, dismissed, or just plain misunderstood? That's the opposite of what active listening is all about. It's about truly engaging with another person, showing genuine interest in what they have to say, and building a bridge of understanding. It's not just about waiting for your turn to speak. It's about actively absorbing their words, emotions, and intentions. So, if you want to level up your relationships with friends, family, partners, heck, even that barista who always gets your order wrong, stick around. We're going to break down 5 key takeaways that will transform the way you listen, and trust me, your connections will thank you for it. First up, be present. I know, easier said than done in our super distracted world. But seriously, put down the phone, step away from the screen, and give your full attention to the person speaking. Make eye contact, nod, and offer verbal cues to show you're truly listening. Oh! Think of it like this. You wouldn't go on a first date glued to your phone, right? Same goes for any meaningful conversation. Next up, ask clarifying questions. This shows that you're not just passively hearing words, you're actively trying to understand their meaning. Can you tell me more about that? Or, what did you mean when you said, are great ways to dig deeper and ensure you're on the same page? It's like being a detective, piecing together the clues to truly understand their perspective. Third, reflect back what you hear. This doesn't mean repeating everything word for word. It's about summarizing their main points in your own words to show that you've understood. So, what I'm hearing is, or it sounds like you're feeling, are helpful ways to do this. It's a powerful way to validate their feelings and ensure they feel heard and understood. Number 4, avoid interrupting. I know, sometimes we just can't help ourselves. But trust me, interrupting breaks the flow of conversation and makes the other person feel like their thoughts aren't valued. Give them space to fully express themselves before jumping in with your own 2 cents. And finally, be empathetic. Put yourself in their shoes, try to see things from their perspective, and acknowledge their feelings even if you don't agree with them. This doesn't mean agreeing with everything they say, it just means showing genuine understanding and compassion. Remember, everyone has their own unique experiences and emotions, so approach conversations with empathy and a willingness to learn. All right, let me paint you a quick picture. Imagine you're having dinner with your best friend who's going through a tough time. They're pouring out their heart about a relationship problem they're facing, and instead of scrolling through your phone or offering solutions right away, you actively listen. You make eye contact, ask clarifying questions like, what specifically made you feel that way? And reflect back what you hear. It sounds like you're feeling really hurt and betrayed by their actions. You offer a listening ear without judgment, validating their feelings and showing them that you're truly there for them. See the difference? That's the power of active listening. It turns a simple conversation into a meaningful connection. So, remember these 5 key takeaways. Be present, ask clarifying questions, reflect back what you hear, avoid interrupting, and be empathetic. These aren't just words. They're tools that can transform your relationships and create a more fulfilling life. Are you ready to step up your listening game? Take action today. Start with one conversation where you truly focus on being present and actively engaged. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's build a community of active listeners together. Until next time, keep those connections strong and those conversations real.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.